The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I need contestants. Oh, do I need contestants to play Card D Sharks? 651-461-9226. Always love new contestants. But we'll take repeat contestants as well at 651-461-9226. Dan gets to pick whoever he wants. So that's sort of how this works. It's not like first caller. It's whoever he wants. That's the beauty. That is the one piece of power that the producer of this show really has, right? Well, the second is he controls my microphone. Exactly. It's exactly like that. We are playing for $50 at Jester Concepts. And this week I posted a social media video at Jester Concepts that showed an epic cheese pull. Epic cheese pull at Parlor. They just redid Parlor in the North Loop. They added a happy hour. So you can get happy hour. Everything on the happy hour menu is $10 at Parlor North Loop. And they do it every day, 4 to 6 p.m. every day. So even on the weekend, that's pretty cool. So after work, pop on over to Parlor, get a $10 cocktail or a $10 glass of wine or $10 Parlor burger slider. Pretty cool stuff. So the winner with a $50 gift card, you're going to get 5 happy hour items. So that works. Pretty good. We've got our contestants. The cards are dealt. Dan's got the theme music ready to go. Kristen Olsen wrote a poem. Let's play Card D Sharks. Streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. Cheryl Reeve has found her voice. As best Minnesota coach ever, we all rejoice. And though Jason has chosen yet another break, a Monday and Tuesday like nothing's at stake, it is still Friday, to which we look forward to play Card D Sharks. You may get rewarded on Card D Sharks. All right, Jack in Stillwater, you are our first contestant. Jack, happy Friday. How are you?
Thanks. Doing terrific.
Excellent. Excellent. Stillwater is one of my absolute favorite cities in the entire state of Minnesota. Have you lived there your whole life, or what is your Stillwater story?
No, my wife and I are from Rochester, lived in Woodbury for almost 30 years after college, and then got towards retirement and decided we wanted to get a little out of suburbia, and so we live just north of Stillwater and love it.
It's so great. You got the river right there, beautiful sort of landscape out there, but downtown Stillwater is pretty fun. Good people out there too. So good luck in our game today. You are competing against Russell, who joins us from Wisconsin. Russell, how are you?
Doing good.
You're a Wisconsin resident. Are you a Brewers fan and a Packers fan then?
Packers fan, yes. Brewers fan, I really don't follow them.
Not a baseball guy?
Nope.
Yeah. It is funny to me. It's got to be weird when you live right across the state line and like all the media is based in Minneapolis. And so you feel a little left out maybe as a Packer backer.
Not really.
No? All right. That's good.
I can rub it into the guys at work all the time. That's
I mean, you have the ultimate trump card in that scenario because, of course, the Minnesota Vikings are 0-4-4 when it comes to Super Bowls. So, not great. All right, let's go. Jack and Russell, here's how we play our game. We start with a survey question with an answer between 1 and 100. Jack's going to go first. Jack's going to give me a number. And then Russell will say higher or lower, and whoever's right gets control of the card. So here we go. Jack, the question to you. It is a very warm weekend on tap and a warm week as well. Have we hit 100 yet this year? I don't think so. But we're going to be close over the next couple of days. This is a question about air conditioning. We asked 100 Americans, do you have air conditioning in your home? How many Americans said, yes, I have air conditioning in my home? Do you have air conditioning, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? How many out of 100 Americans have air conditioning in their home?
I will say 70%.
70% says Jack. Russell, do they have air conditioning in Wisconsin? I'm not sure if that's a right.
No, we just pack all the snow and save it.
How many Americans do you, Jack said 70. You don't have to give a number. You just get to say higher or lower than 70.
That's a good number he shot out there. Go higher.
Russell goes higher. The actual percentage of Americans who have air conditioning in their homes is 90%. It is.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Almost everybody has some form of AC in their home. And Russell, that is good news for you. You get control of the Cards. If you're a video fan, we are streaming the game live on our WCCO Radio YouTube channel and our WCCO Radio Facebook page. So you can watch Jack and Russell play our game. But Russell, do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
Blue.
All right, Russell goes blue. You also get to see this really tropical shirt that I'm wearing today. It's quite aggressive. Russell, your first card is a 5. You start with a 5. You got the question right. You can change the card if you'd like. Or just call it higher or lower than a 5.
Higher.
All right. Higher than a 5. It is higher. It's a jack. Yes.
Ooh.
All right. You're on that jack. You can freeze at any time if you want to protect your progress and lock a jack out. But a jack is pretty good. Higher or lower than a jack?
Let's go lower.
Lower than a jack. It is a 6. It is lower than a jack. And you are cooking. Cooking. All right, you're on that 6. What to do with a 6? Russell in Wisconsin. He's going for higher than a 6. It is. It's a jack. It is higher. And, oh, my goodness. We're in a scenario here, Russell. You got one card separating you from that $50 gift card at Jester Concepts at any of the restaurants. If you're right, you win. If you're wrong, all of your progress gets wiped out. You can freeze if you want, or, you know, I could drag this out, but why? Why drag it out? Russell, you get to make the call. You want to go higher, lower, or freeze?
Lower.
All right, Russell going for it. For $50 at Jester Concepts. Is it lower than a jack? Oh, no, it's a king.
Oh, no.
It's a king. It's a king. And, oh, I have to take all of these cards away. The good news is, Jack, you get a free shot. And the people can watch this and know I'm not just torturing you, Russell, because you told me you're a Packers fan. But I don't feel I do feel a little better about it knowing that.
Oh.
Is that wrong? Jack, you get a free shot at the cards. You have a 7 is your opener. Not a great shot.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It's a free play, so what the heck? Higher or lower than a jack? Or than a 7.
Just a 7. Let's try higher.
All right, higher than a 7. It is a 5. Not high. And all of that action for nothing. So what we're going to do is take a break. It's 4:16. We take a break, and that lets me deal out some fresh cards. Good game, Jack and Russell. The Jack Russell Show continues. Card to Sharks after this.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great crowd in the chat on our YouTube channel at WCCO Radio. Part of the fun of this show is we stream video live every day. You can check it out at the WCCO Radio YouTube channel, where you should give us a like or a follow or whatever it is that you do on YouTube. What is it? I mean, I shouldn't be so ignorant, Dan. I'm the one who's like editing
on YouTube.
All this,
you like, you subscribe, you share. You can do
all of those things.
All those things. By the way, we did research during the break. Minnesota has not hit 100 degrees of air temperature as of yet this year. Obviously, heat index has gone above 100.
Sure.
But not in terms of air temperature. So will that streak be broken this week? We will find out.
It's true. Do you like a record? Do you like a big hundo? Right now,
no.
The 5 day has no, there are no 100s.
Yeah, no, too hot.
I just feel like if you're going to get to 97, 97 is sort of a pansy temperature.
No, it's too hot.
Like, go to 100. It's three more degrees.
So what?
You can't even tell the difference because it's fun. It's fun. And
what's fun about sweating that much?
No. I think our callers will agree with us, our two competitors in Cardi Shark. I mean, am I right about this, Jack and Russell? Like, it's just fun. Yeah. If it's going to be 97, you may as well go to 100. What's the difference?
Too hot's too hot.
Well, that's how it, I guess so. I can't. Can I argue with that? I guess I can. We just had an epic collapse of the cards for both of our players, which just means we get another question. And this one goes to you, Russell, in Wisconsin. Russell competing against Jack. Here we go. Russell, this is a question about what you do when you first wake up in the morning. What do you do when you first wake up is the question. The answers, you think of the possible answers. There are many. One of the answers is make some coffee. Coffee and morning sort of go together. They do for me. How many of the 100 people we asked said the first thing they do when they wake up is make some coffee? You a coffee drinker, Russell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the first thing. I mean, this morning, I made coffee before I brushed my teeth. Yeah, coffee was probably the first thing I did this morning. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Well, so the question is, who makes coffee?
No. The question is, what is the first thing you do when you wake up? What is the first thing you do when you wake up? How many people said the first thing I do when I wake up is make coffee?
Oh, wow.
A little tricky. Not everybody drinks coffee. Not everybody makes coffee, right? So how many said they make coffee?
Sure. That they do.
They do, yes.
I'll go 35.
35, says Russell. Jack, you a coffee guy?
Yeah, I used to work for Starbucks.
Ah, how about that? Are you still? Do you still make Starbucks coffee at home, or do you make something else?
Oh, no. I retired from there, so I get a free pound of coffee every week for the rest of my life.
Really? Wow. That's pretty cool. That's a great benefit.
Monday's highlight, Jason resigns to go work for Starbucks.
Right? That sounds phenomenal. Well, Russell said 35 people say the first thing they do when they wake up is make coffee. Do you think the actual number is higher or lower?
Yeah, well, I remember, it was a while ago, but about two-thirds of American adults drink coffee. So I'd have to say it's higher than that number.
Jack says higher. The actual number, who said the first thing they do when they wake up is make coffee, is 37. It is just a little higher. Russell, your guess was tremendous. But I think there are a lot of people who don't drink coffee, maybe. The next closest answer to that was brush your teeth. But I like to... Now, there's some conflicting advice on that. I like to make coffee first and then brush my teeth. But I've been reading a bunch of articles about the right way to brush your teeth. And why have I been reading that? I don't know. But the right way to brush your teeth is to brush right when you wake up, even if you're going to eat or drink coffee or whatever. So the bacteria, it's like, you know what? My view is if you're brushing your teeth, you're probably doing better than most.
Let's not
overthink it. All right, Jack, you get control of the cards. You're on the red cards. You have a 7. You have the right to change that card if you would like to, because you got the question right. What do you say? Do you want to change it?
Yes, please. Change the card.
All right. The 7 is gone, and a 4 is the card. That's a nice change. Higher or lower than a 4?
Okay. Let's try higher.
Higher than a 4? It's a 2. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. What is with these cards today? Russell, you get a free shot. You're on a 5. What do you want to do, higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher than a 5. It's a queen. It is higher.
Ooh.
Higher or lower than a queen?
What do you think? Which way should I go? Let's go lower.
All right, lower than a queen. It's a 10. It is lower. And now what do you want to do? Two cards separate you from victory on that 10. Russell.
Let's go lower.
Russell in Wisconsin, lower than a 10. It is a 7. It is lower.
Let's wrap this thing up and go higher.
All right, he's going for it. Is it higher than a 7 for the win? It's an ace. It is higher. Oh, my gosh. I was nervous. I was nervous we were going to have to warn our affiliates that this thing is going to go another half hour. But you got it done. Russell running the table there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jack, you were terrific. Yeah. You just ran into some nasty cards today. I'm so glad
you... Yeah, I guess I know what it's like when the Vikings lose the border battle.
This was sort of the border battle, wasn't it? Stillwater against Wisconsin. Jack, enjoy your retirement. Enjoy that coffee. And thanks for calling in and playing. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Russell, you stay on the line. Dan's going to get your contact information. And we'll get that $50 Jester Concept gift card in the mail to you early next week. Pretty good stuff. Thanks.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks to the team at Jester Concepts for their support. Don't forget about the new happy hour at Parlor 4 to 6 in the North Loop.
I'd just like to point out I had absolutely nothing to do with the shuffling of the cards today.
This was me
because
today.
That how that played out is usually what happens when I end up shuffling the cards. So this was not on me.
I take the blame. I will take the blame. But also I had to flip the cards, write the cards. I
mean, you were doing double duty, man. You were doing it
work.
All.
A lot of work. Thanks, Laura Oakes.
We're just glad you weren't doing it in a robe.
You know, maybe someday I should. You got Susie Jones doing some story in the news where talking to, what are you wearing? And this guy's wearing a kimono. What's so different about me and my robe?
Lots.
In a minute. It's National French Fry Day. I want to know your best French fries in Minnesota. Where's your favorite fries? And your favorite kind of fry? Is it crinkle? Is it curly? Is it hand cut? We'll get into it when Drive Time continues on this Friday here on CCO.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.